Hello and welcome to episode 21 of Chicago Business Podcast, where we introduce leading executives in the area and learn how innovation is impacting their businesses. I am your host, Drew Sekula, and today we welcome Nicole Price, the co-founder and CEO of the Breathing Festival, and as well a digital producer and event planner, where she's the founder of Around Chicago Events. Hello, Nicole. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, Drew. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Yeah, great to have you on. I know you have this Breathing Festival coming up, and I'm excited to talk with you about that. But first, let's start with the icebreaker, the beverage of the day. So tell us about your what you chose and why you selected it.
Well, actually, I tend to drink water. I'm a big fan of water to just kind of keep everything clean and flushing things out. And I have to tell you, I do have an interesting story about where I carry my water. This is a water bottle. My husband and I were lucky enough to get married in Cancun on February 29th, 2020, right before the pandemic hit. So this is actually the water bottle that we created for our wedding. If you look closely, we've got palm trees on it. We've got waves of the ocean, which are actually an N and an M for our initials. And it just represents Cancun, wedding, and all our love together. So this is how I drink it. And this is full of water, specially filtered, crisp, clear water.
Very nice. Very nice. Good story there too. Funny. My wife and I actually got married down in Cancun as well. It was a little bit longer ago though, almost 14 years ago, but it was a February, date as well. We got married on February 22nd. So.
Oh, that's so fun. That's interesting. Yeah. And fun. Yeah. It's a great place to go.
It's funny. We actually, we lived in Lake Tahoe at the time, and we did the official, ceremony just down, on Valentine's Day. Just the two of us at like a little chapel in South Lake Tahoe. And then we jumped in a limo and headed to the airport and flew down to Mexico. And then we were down there for what, about 10 days or so. And then we had the ceremony down there, but we didn't want to go through all right. You had to get blood work, and I don't know what the rules are like now, yeah. But we didn't want to mess around with having it officially done down there because it was a little too complicated for us.
Yeah. We did the same thing. We did a small little secret wedding in January. And, you know, people really, my family and friends don't even really know about that. So I kind of just let the cat out of the bag. But we did that too. And then much as I love, love, love Chicago, I also love to leave Chicago in February.
No doubt.
Yeah. Mexico is a great option.
Yeah. That's great. It just brings up we love that time of year because it's from the 14th to the 22nd where we had the two different ceremonies. So we celebrate the full 8-day period. And then we have a similar 8-day period in August from the 4th to the 12th, which is my birthday to her. So we have a nice bookends there for the year. 8-day period.
I love it.
We always want to do something fun and go on some fun trip. And we're pretty good about coming up with something, but it's never on those dates. It's always around there, but it doesn't quite work out. But you know, it's a long-term plan to have those celebratory weeks. And so anyway, that's just
the fun. I love it. That's fun. And my husband and I too have 8 days between our birthdays, but they're in April. So we tend to celebrate from the 21st to the 28th because one is my birthday, one is his birthday. So it's just funny when you start talking with people, how many parallels we have and similar things going on in our lives.
Yeah. That's cool. Well, I know that one of the things that you are focused on right now is this Breathing Festival that's coming up in February. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that and what you have going on?
Yeah, I'm super excited. I'm one of the founding members of the Breathing Festival. There are four of us. It's myself, my husband, Mark, Dan Brulé, who is the founder of Breath Mastery and one of the greatest breath workers in the world, considered the world's leading master by many people, and Vijay Odedra. The four of us came together and Oh, where do I start? The story actually begins about a year and a half ago when Dan called me up one day and said, "Hey, Nicole, I want to run a festival." And I have been an event planner my entire career, as you know, starting with Around Chicago Events, which is my local-based organization that I founded many years ago. And, you know, a festival's just always been my dream. So when Dan came to me and started talking about that, we started planning. We did a small in-person festival last February 2020 in Cabo. That's the birthplace of the festival. And this year, you know, we got to do it virtual. COVID hit, we decided to go virtual. And the incredible silver lining to that is that we are able to touch so many more people than we would have been able to do if we still had an in-person event. So there's always a silver lining, right? And for us, the virtual event has really, really turned into something incredible. We feel that we're starting a whole movement. We've got a lot of support. We're generating a lot of support and interest around the world from different people, from different breathwork masters. This event has over 50 of the leading breathworkers from around the world as speakers. They are incredible. They are incredible. I've been going through all the filming with them, all the tech checks, all the sound checks, and putting together just the most amazing event that we can possibly dream up to really bring breathwork to the masses, to teach people about their breath, the power of their breath, and what they can do to make their lives better just by using what we all already have inside of us.
Yeah, that's really, it's a fascinating area. I don't know very much at all about it, but the little bit that I have done, you know, I've just been with my Apple Watch and the breathing app there. And it's amazing how little things like that, like you don't think about, I don't think about my breath very much, you know, but when you take the time to focus on it, it can change everything, your whole outlook and like, you know, just get you level set. And I, after that experience, I was talking with my, my brother and he, we decided to do the Calm meditation app too, which has a lot of breath work I know built in as well. And that's really, those are a couple of things that I found useful, but it's interesting that, you know, I wouldn't consider necessarily do a full festival on it. So that's there's a whole science to it, I suppose. Huh?
Yeah, there's a lot of science to it. And, you know, I love that you said that you can use your breath to change things because the theme of our festival is change your breath, change your world. And so all of our speakers are asked to relate what they're talking about to that theme. And we have really more than a festival. We go over 12 days, 3 weekends in February. Each day has lectures where people talk about their teachings and their philosophies. We have a lot of the best researchers talking about the science of the breath. There absolutely is science behind the breath. We have 20 to 30 minute toolkit sessions where you will learn tools, tips, and tricks that you can actually start doing immediately. So for example, Drew, if you were stressed out, like if we came to this call and something had just happened prior to the call and we were stressed out, I would just suggest that you and I sit, close our eyes, and take 3 deep breaths together. And just that 15 seconds that it would take to do that would immediately calm you down. It would cause your entire mood to shift. And it would also do something really interesting and cool, which is connect the two of us. Because when we breathe together, we also connect with the people that we're breathing with. Something that's been really fascinating to me is just learning about the way we connect with people all around the world, especially since so much breathwork has gone virtual and we're doing virtual events, we're doing breathing sessions through Zoom. And the connection that you can get with somebody else on Zoom by breathing together is just phenomenal and has really surprised and shocked a lot of people. And the other thing that we have during our festival are full-on breathing sessions, which could be 60 minutes to 2 hours. And we're actually teaching people how to lay down and breathe for different kinds of experiences, different kinds of healings, different kinds of creative experiences, and much, much more.
Yeah, wow. That's there's really something to that. I must say, I'm not sure that, 10 years ago, if you would have asked me, I would have been fully bought in because I just didn't spend a lot of time thinking about it. But actually just spending time with my daughter, I have a 9-year-old daughter, and I mentioned the breathe app on my watch. It's something we do together though. Like,
oh, I love it.
like we just started doing it where she enjoyed like going through it as well. And then it is like, there's like a bonding thing to it when we just go through and take the minute to do this, whatever it is, 6 or 7 deep in and out breaths. And it's like, yep, it does it totally level sets you and kind of reconnects you. So
absolutely. Yeah. We do have a session, a panel discussion at the festival as well called Breathing with Kids. And it's all about exactly what you're talking about, how to breathe with your kids, how to have exercises for your kids to set them up for success in their life.
Yeah, that's great. And we can all take a minute to take a few deep breaths with the world that we find ourselves in these times, these days. Yesterday, I think some deep breaths are called for, you know, and we'd all be better off by taking a minute to think maybe before taking action.
Absolutely. Absolutely. One of the primary things we're teaching in the festival is breath awareness and paying attention to your breath. And for the reason that you just mentioned exactly, when you pay attention to your breath, it's easy for you to stop and pause, take a breath, and really think about what's going on in you, how you're reacting, and if that's the way you want to be reacting, or if you want to make a shift. If you want to make a shift, change your breath, change your world. Mm-hmm. It just all comes back to that theme.
Interesting. So you guys have really had to shift things up a lot then compared to what your original direction was with the in-person. I just imagine it seems like it's a totally different market in terms of getting people down to Cabo to take part in this. You're going to have really people who are, you know, who kind of have make a career out of it or huge enthusiasts, as opposed to your current focus where you have, you know, prices starting quite low. Actually, your pricing model is pretty interesting for the festival. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Tickets start at $11, and that is access to all the sessions during the entire festival. We've priced it low like that because we really want to bring breathing to everybody. We want to make this a mainstream thing. It's time for the world to learn how to breathe, to take a breath, to learn how to heal ourselves by using our breath and how to heal the world. And it's been really interesting. We are really doing as much as we can to make this interesting for everybody. So there's something for everybody. There's different sessions at all different levels, people talking about things. And you've got, like I said, the greatest experts in the world talking about the research that they did or the modality of breathwork that they created. And so it's really such a great opportunity to learn, to take something back with you, put it in your pocket. So you've got different tools that you can use in your own life. The whole shift to virtual was really interesting for me. I've been an in-person event planner for my whole career. And in fact, here in Chicago, I'm best known by a lot of people for my Around Chicago Live networking events, which were over 10 years of amazing networking with our fabulous hospitality industry here in Chicago. And so when the pandemic hit and everything went virtual, I literally spent the first 3 months online constantly. I went to every webinar, every seminar, every virtual event I could find to learn everything I could possibly learn about how to produce a digital event, how to create that movie, how to do Zoom, how to do video, how to do audio, all those kind of things that for my entire career, I had hired someone to do. That AV guy, you know, in the corner was my guy doing all this stuff. And now suddenly I had to do it all myself. So I spent about 3 months learning that. I volunteered all over the place. I took on every single piece of work I can find. I started getting to the point where I was actually getting paid to do this kind of work, to do backstage manager work. I ran some really prestigious events last summer. And then I started turning all my energies towards the event that I'm creating, the festival. And it's been a fascinating experience. It's been a fascinating experience. I wouldn't trade it. It's been really challenging, really hard. Not anything I ever thought I would do, but I absolutely love it. And I just, you know, I keep my eye on the prize. So I know what's coming and I love what it's taken to get there.
Yeah. What do you expect in terms of what the future holds then for, you know, obviously this should be a temporary thing in terms of the virtual world that we're having to at least meet each other in. you know, hopefully it does come back, but there's going to be some kind of transition. What's your view on what that interim period looks like? And then, you know, do you see it going back the way it was, or some kind of hybrid model?
I think it's always going to be a hybrid model going forward for most people, most companies. What we're doing with the festival, we're fully virtual this year. We expect that by next year, 2022, we'll have a small in-person event and we'll still have a very large virtual component. And then the goal is that by the following year, so actually by 2023, we'll have a really large in-person event and we will still have a virtual event, but it will change a little bit. Whereas now everything is pre-recorded and done in advance, I see that when we have a large in-person event, we will actually be doing filming at that event. And that's what our virtual event will become. So I love the hybrid model. I love the access it gives us to people everywhere in the world, people of all different types, kinds, financial backgrounds. You know, you don't need a lot of money to join an $11 event, but you do need a lot of money to get on a plane and go to Cabo, Mexico and stay there for 3 weeks. So I think that virtual hybrid model is pretty amazing. And I'm really excited to see what the future holds.
That's great. That's great to see how you have really pivoted yourself.
I sure have.
To adjust your business and then to really make the most of the situation we have. Maybe we can take a step back though and talk a little bit about your origin story and you're a Chicago native, I believe, but why don't you take us back to the beginning and tell us how you got involved or how you came to be the one person that you are.
Yeah. So I've been doing meetings and events for my entire career, and I traveled a little bit. I went to college out of town and grad school, and I lived on the East Coast for a few years, but I've been back in Chicago for quite a while and really got started on my Chicago journey probably about 15 years ago. I was doing sales. I was in the restaurant industry doing sales, and I started going out all the time, networking, meeting people, getting to know people, and things just snowballed from there. I started sending out an email a couple times a week to a group of people, mostly just a small group of women, to find people to go out and network with me, really so I didn't have to do it by myself. And that snowballed. It turned into my Around Chicago newsletter, which then became a networking event here in the hospitality industry. And we ran really strong from 2010 until this past January. My final Around Chicago Live event was this past January at the Signature Room with the 95th, which was a really supportive partner of mine for all those years. And who knew, right? None of us knew what was going to happen, but that's really just been on hold since the pandemic. And so I've been really lucky that the opportunity with the Breathing Festival came about the way it did, and that we were all of our partners were willing to switch to virtual, and that I was able to figure out how to make that happen. It's been a really exciting journey. And back to Around Chicago Live, I have the most supportive, incredible partners over the years. It was really, really a great run. And I do anticipate when we can come back together in person, I do want to have another big soiree to just send out a lot of love to our hospitality industry, which is having a really, really hard time right now.
Yeah, I mean, there really is no business that's been impacted anymore, but you're right there up there, I guess, the event planning business along with the restaurants, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. I lost all of my projects and income for the year. I remember the exact date it hit me. It was March 18th, 2020. Mm-hmm. And so it's been a rough year. It's been a rough year, and it's been a rough year for all my incredible restaurant, hotel, and venue partners. But you know what? We're really strong. We're resilient, and we're going to come through. It's going to be different. It's never going to be the same. It's going to be different, but we will all adjust and we will come through and we will be as strong as we were.
So are you involved in the convention business then, around Chicago, in terms of putting events like those together, as well, or is it more from the restaurant and hospitality end?
Me personally, with Around Chicago Live, that was a hospitality-based networking event at different downtown venues every month, every other month, for over 10 years. We have big presence on Facebook. We have listings from all the different restaurants and photos from over the years are on our Facebook page.
I'm sure everybody's looking forward to getting back and being able to enjoy some of that camaraderie and get the good times rolling.
The Convention Bureau. Yeah. So I, as a professional, did medical meetings for many years, medical meetings in corporate and association. And I did work with the Convention Bureau, Choose Chicago, in that I've been a member and an ambassador for Choose Chicago for many, many years. So one of the things the ambassadors do as a service from the city is greet people coming to Chicago for the big conferences and greet people as they leave Chicago after usually at McCormick Place. And I've been doing that for many years as well.
Nice. I noticed you've been involved in a lot of philanthropic activities as well. Maybe you can fill us in a little bit on the Fight to Feed organization and others. Any others you'd like to highlight?
Yeah, absolutely. Philanthropic work's always been a big part of what I do. Fight to Feed is a great organization that works to eradicate hungry people here in Chicago. So the organization is just always cooking and feeding. I was one of the founding board members for 2 years. And that's what we did. We went out, we cooked, we brought food to people who needed food. And the goal was to get a food truck. So I was with the organization in the very beginnings, and they do have their food truck now. It took a while, but they do amazing work helping to feed people in the city that need that work. I've also done many years of pro bono work with the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation, helping run the Policeman Fireman Charity baseball game that was at White Sox Field every year. And that's just been an incredible event. And, you know, it's hard. I miss all these events, these live events that were such a big part of my life for so many years. But as I said, as we mentioned earlier, the industry will bounce back and we'll see what comes.
Yeah. Yeah, well, all we can do is make the best of the cards that are dealt to us. So, you know, hopefully that comes around here. You know, who knows how long it'll be. This should be the transition year, and I guess, you know, fight to keep it going and hopefully turn a corner here now and then have a I guess it'll be a clean 2022.
But yeah, exactly.
But we'll see. Okay. Well, is there anything else you'd like to highlight, or where can people learn more about the Breathing Festival?
Yeah, the festival's online. Our website is thebreathingfestival.com. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn at The Breathing Festival. And we would love to see you. So please join us. Please join us and learn more about the power of your own breath, what you can do to make your life better, and what we collectively can do to make the world a better place.
Thank you so much for joining, and I appreciate your time. Have a great day.
Thank you, Drew.
Talk soon. Okay.
Yeah, it's been really nice talking with you. Thanks.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.